Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't read through.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Dosti mein no sorry, no thank you. But if you're dealing with Salman Khan in real life, then conditions applied. Because it's bhai we're talking about here. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Now, Salman Khan and his co-stars have a love-hate relationship going, which actually means to say that if they don't love him, he's gonna hate them. Look at what he's doing to Priyanka Chopra. So she decided to say no to Bharat and get married instead. And the film team did what any sensible person would do, bring in a person who'll set tongues wagging anyway, which turned out to be Salman Khan's ex-girlfriend Katrina Kaif. Obviously, that in itself was promotion enough, but how does Salman Khan get over a bruised ego? So everywhere that he's been going over the last few weeks, he's been promoting Priyanka Chopra way more than he's been promoting Bharat. That's a pretty sweet deal if you ask me, because Priyanka Chopra got married, landed herself a Jonas brother for a husband. I can't imagine the number of teenage girls with broken hearts. She had a million wedding receptions and parties. She's out there in Hollywood and attending some of the world's biggest events. And here Salman Khan is like, she said no to my movie, the biggest movie of her entire career. Bravo, Salman Khan, bravo. She's out there living her diva life, and bhai here cannot handle rejection well, so he has to let the whole world know. And oh, especially when his current co-star is sitting right next to him. And I don't know about the biggest movie of her career. Is it even going to be the biggest movie of bhai's career? Every Eid, Salman Khan has decided that the biggest gift we could ever ask for is to watch him on the big screen. So diligently every year, he spends a few months deciding which script requires him to dance the least, to say dialogues with the same deadpan expression and voice. And you damn well be sure, a role that requires him to rip that shirt right off his chest so you can see how much he's worked out. Gosh, Salman Khan fans are gonna hate me. Gotta keep off the pavements for a bit. But yeah, Salman Khan will make sure his face is lighting up the big screen for Eid every year. Because ek baar jo commitment kar di, wo apne aap ki bhi nahi sunta. We don't know why. Let's take a look at his Eid calendar over the years and see how he's grown. Grown, yeah, only in terms of numbers. We don't know if we really wanted it, but Salman Khan gave us wanted. This was when he was in his remake phase, way back in 2009. Way back when Aisha Takia could still play the lead role on a film. It came out in 2006 in Telugu with Mahesh Babu in it. It was called Pokiri. Then Vijay was in the Tamil remake in 2007, which was also called Pokiri. Then 2 years after that, they saw how much the cash registers had rung and decided Bollywood was ready for all that money, and they remade it. Wanted quickly crossed 130 crores and it became the second highest grosser in the year 2009. And guess which the first one was? Salman Khan's arch nemesis, if you may, Aamir Khan's movie. He had Three Idiots beat Wanted and became the highest grosser in 2009. Salman Khan sirf money bhai ke liye kaam karta hai, but this time Aamir Khan beat him to it. The movie that started a whole series, even though nobody in the entire universe asked for it. The first one came out in 2010 and it was called Dabang. Salman Khan played this cop who's become this big source for memes and has become quite a character independent of this star. A cop named Chulbul Pandey. First of all, what is that name? It seems to have worked though, because everyone recognizes Chulbul Pandey with those weird colorful heart-shaped glasses. And this was Sonakshi Sinha's debut film. Because what better film to debut with than with Bhai, right? Who probably had his own debut when Sonakshi Sinha was in kindergarten or something, but who's comparing? So this was also a big release for Eid. His brother Arbaaz Khan had a role to play, and his then sister-in-law Malaika Arora Khan did an item song. Maybe they were worried it wouldn't make too much money and that's why they kept everything within the family. But this movie went on to become the one that made the most money in 2010. It also won a national award for being the best popular film with wholesome entertainment. Wholesome. You know when they use that word to describe food? It means that food is everything, looks nice, has the right kind of things in it, but it lacks taste. Kinda applies to this movie also. You know, we're all gunning for Tiger Preservation and making sure their numbers grow. But if there's one tiger I wouldn't mind seeing dead, it's the one Salman Khan played on screen. It was in this movie called Ek Tha Tiger. It had some great action scenes though. It was Salman Khan's Eid release for the year 2012, and it became the highest grossing film that year, and also held the record of being the highest grossing opener for 3 years. This movie had like the most dramatic plotline. Salman Khan plays a secret agent, a spy, and he has to find out some stuff before Pakistan finds out. Of course, man, you need people to take your plot seriously. You need them to feel patriotic. Just make it India versus Pakistan. That's what they did in this film. And they made this tiger fall in love with a Pakistani spy, played by Katrina Kaif. Must have been quite a ball for Salman Khan, just chilling, shooting, hanging out with his ex. But the title of this movie is a little scary. We know Bhai is good at more than one kind of shooting. I hope he doesn't become the reason that there's just Ek Tha Tiger in real life. Salman Khan didn't have a very big release for Eid in the year 2013. He just made cameos in a couple of films, probably because producers couldn't afford him that year for a full-fledged movie. So he was back with a bang in 2014. Or should I say back with a kick. This was his 2014 Eid release. This again was a remake of a Telugu movie that had Ravi Teja and Ileana D'Cruz in the lead roles. Salman Khan teamed up with Jacqueline Fernandez for this one, and he goes by a weird name called Devi in this film. That's only because he needed an alter ego whose name was close to this other character, so Devi became Devil at times. They shot some parts of this film in Korea, some parts in Poland, some parts in Glasgow, and all parts were over the top. It wasn't enough that he acted in it. Salman Khan decided he also had to sing the song called Hangover, kind of like a tribute to him and his stardom. He's still hung over it. And apparently he's gonna dedicate himself to sequels, because we're gonna have a Dabang 3 next, and after that he's promised a Kick 2. There, that's the next two Eid releases lined up already. Salman Khan's a man with a plan. Bajrangi Bhaijaan came out in the year 2015, and it's very, very sweet because, I mean, it was an Eid release, but Salman Khan plays a Hindu guy in this movie, and as opposed to movies like Ek Tha Tiger, this character actually wants to go to Pakistan to return this lost child to her family. And boy, oh boy, this movie got everyone talking because it had Kareena Kapoor Khan, quite a big name in the industry, and Nawazuddin Siddiqui, one of our finest actors in the industry today. And it made freaking 969 crores. It's the second highest grossing Bollywood film till date. That's a lot of money. It released in like 50 countries apart from India. And in Japanese, the title translates to Uncle Bajrangi and a Small Lost Child. That's what it's called in Japanese. Uncle Bajrangi and a Small Lost Child. Good luck to anybody calling Salman Khan an uncle in real life and getting away with it. Sultan. This was Salman Khan's Eid release for the year 2016. And this came out the same year as Dangal, which was Aamir Khan's movie that also revolved around wrestling. But Aamir Khan usually saves his releases for Christmas. Plus, that was kind of a biopic. And Salman Khan's movie Sultan is more of a fictional story. And because it was fictional, they took the fiction a little too far. So he falls in love with Anushka Sharma's character and decides to prove himself by becoming a wrestler himself. And not just any wrestler, he wins an Olympic gold, it seems. So the people who are training to win Olympic medals since their kids are absolutely mental, going by Salman Khan's logic, because you can just do it off in a few years. And this movie went on to make more than 600 crores across the world. 600 crores for the story of a man who stole his wife's dream of winning an Olympic wrestling gold? Bollywood is brutal. Tube Light, probably the easiest role Salman Khan has ever played because he didn't have to act at all. Okay, Salman Khan fans are definitely going to target me for something. But yeah, even though this film wasn't a 10 on 10 in all aspects, it scored some big points for highlighting family values and for Salman Khan playing a role that required him to be human, be a little sincere. And not just some action-hungry hero who wants to fight. Man, they shot this in some beautiful places. They shot in Manali, Ladakh, other parts of Kashmir. So I'm pretty sure it was a little tough too. It made more than 200 crores in like 10 days. Quite the right time to release it also, when there was so much tension between India and China at the borders. It made a lot of quick bucks, but I think this movie lasted as long as any other Chinese product. Race 3, oh my god. The first movie in this franchise was really killer. Abbas Mastan really nailed it with the action and the suspense and all those twists we weren't really expecting. Then came Race 2 with a better cast but a not so better story. And for some reason, they decided to make a Race 3. Weirdest thing about this movie though, Anil Kapoor was 62 when the movie released and he played stepdad to a 53-year-old Salman Khan. I mean, yeah, I know he was just a stepdad, but I swear to God, Anil Kapoor is a much better looking hero than Salman Khan. It had these two guys, but seriously, you can't just cast them and expect the movie to do well. It had such horrible reviews after its release, but somehow it still made a lot of money because at the end of the day, their money is their money, none of our money. Going by Salman Khan's tweets, the number of pre-booking tickets sold is a great sign of another record that his movie Bharat will set. He seems pretty confident that this movie will make multiple crores because it combines history and patriotism and love and everything as Indians go crazy over. Let's see how it fares a month from now. They've shot it across Malta, Spain, Abu Dhabi and all, so you know at least some of the places that this movie is gonna release, and they already spent like 100 crores making this film, so if it doesn't double, they're gonna be like disappointed, but who are they kidding? A few hundred crores is cakewalk for a Salman Khan film releasing during Eid. This movie is kind of crucial for Salman Khan because he's had a monopoly on Eid for almost a decade now. But Akshay Kumar said he's gonna release one of his films next Eid. Whether or not Salman Khan's gonna release his film, things are gonna get real now. Shah Rukh Khan began releasing his movies during Diwali. Amir Khan picked Christmas. Akshay Kumar began making Republic Day his thing. They have all these festivals in mind, but someday, I hope they make good enough movies for big film festivals. This is Just Talking brought to you by In.com and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking brought to you by In.com.